Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No Joel Blank today. Jerome Solomon subbing in. And you can tell by the music, there's a different flavor today. A man named Jerome is in the house. They don't even let black people on the radio doing what I do in Houston. You know that. If it wasn't for Jong Lee, you know, he's a minority like me, so you know, yeah. we take it. Care of each other.
Yeah. Hand up.
Uh-huh. And the last segment, if you missed it, I'm happy for you, I'm sure. No, I feel bad for you that you may have missed it, but just in case you did, you might want to go to Twitter and check out some of the stuff. Especially my man Lamont has weighed in, trying to make the point of. It's not even worthy of discussion in some ways, but it is interesting. I'm sure as you ride around, you have your opinion and thoughts, and you know what people look like, and it's those things are just not important. I'm a brain man. I'm much more into a person's what's the depth of their soul and what their mind is like. And, of course, Serena Williams just has, oh, God, she's got a gorgeous mind.
Yeah.
It's just the heart of a champion. You know, the soul of a winner.
Right. You go to Pornhub and Google and search brains? Huh? Yeah? Is that what you do?
I don't know about you.
BBW brains?
All I know is that there are facts, and you can look it up, that studies have found that men who watch porn have smaller brains and weaker brains. But, you know. Yeah,
I'm just saying.
If you do that, that's on you. That's, you know, that's your thing, not me.
I love that everyone has revoked my quote black card. Like, literally everyone is like, Barry's not black anymore. I've never been black, people.
Once you're if you're shown to be anti-ass.
Asshole, yeah.
Like, that's worse than being pro-cop. I mean, you can go to a Klan meeting every now and then. We won't hold that against you as long as you don't act on it.
I feel like I could have justified David Duke running for president. But saying Serena had too much ass,
hey man,
give us the card back.
If they got free barbecue at the Klan meeting, beer, go every now and then. You know, have a drink, get a bite to eat, and go y'all crazy and leave. That don't bother us. We're not as sensitive as people make it out to be. But when you start tarnishing the ass. Bro, I can't cut for you, man. I can't defend that.
I knew was coming when I said it. I knew, but you know what?
You know,
I have to keep it real. I have to be honest. I've always been honest on the show. I'm an open book. I've never lied to the people. And I wasn't going to start now by pretending like I like too much ass. I'm not going
to
do that.
Close the door on that book, man. Some things you need to keep to yourself. You know, the things that you do in the privacy of your boudoir, keep to
that's
yourself.
That's going to be on my headstone. Here lies a man who thought there was too much ass.
You probably won't put it there, and your loved ones won't, but somebody will come by with graffiti and paint it on there. You know, he was cool until 2017 when I find out about the ass issue. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Now, it is amazing that with all that ass, with being pregnant, that Serena Williams could still win a major, the Australian Open, at her age. And she's 20 weeks pregnant now, so she was pregnant when she won that major last month. It's amazing.
It really is.
She's one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen, one of the most amazing performers we've ever come across. And she's still going strong. I wonder, though, like, she has this baby now, and obviously, clearly, she's no longer a virgin.
You wait. So you think now is when she lost it?
No. Well, now we know it was none of my business before.
Now you have proof?
Pretty much.
Well, how do you know? Maybe she was artificially inseminated.
Well,
you don't know.
We did just pass Easter, but that's the whole, I guess we don't want to talk about that.
Oh, no, you're on your own. You could cut my mic off if we're going down that path. No, because he will sucker me into saying something inappropriate again, or say I've said something inappropriate. Nope.
What, you don't think a woman can get pregnant
without having sex? Yeah. It's called artificial insemination, not God. No. Not this time. No. Maybe once. Maybe just the one. Damn it, you've done it. Like, I'm literally saying things I shouldn't be saying right now. Like, I'm just...
He's got women hate God, you, pregnant women hate
you. I know,
you
should see the text lines. They're like, Barry hates black women and ass? That's what? I'm like, no! How did all this get started?
That's what you said, man. I don't know. You know, I'm just here.
Does he have to be here Friday?
He's scheduled.
Damn it!
You're not getting out of that.
Where are we going to go with that
Man. Oh, that's going to be crazy.
Lamont with this day in history. The first ever white guy who had his black card revoked. Yeah, it pretty much, it doesn't have an expiration date. Once we give you one, it's supposed to be permanent.
Yeah.
But
I thought it was, what they told me.
We got to have a meeting. Oh, we got to have a meeting to discuss your situation. No doubt about it, but
it's not good. He's posted a picture of a black card declined.
So Taylor Swift, that's 10.
No,
you, huh?
Oh God, no. You've got to have some ass. Listen, you've got to have some ass. You just can't have. I know you don't want to hear this. Too much ass. Like, I need that lump. I need that lump in the back. But I don't need that lump to have its own lumps. You know what I mean? I just need a nice round ass. Not like, you know, it needs to go out, not wide. That's all I'm saying. You're just sitting there.
I'm just listening.
Just letting me.
You might as well be speaking gibberish.
Somebody wanted to know my thoughts on Megan Good. I'll let you go first. Megan Good. What is she?
Oh, Megan's smoking. She's thin. She's tiny.
Yeah. What is
she's
she to you? Thing. What is she to you?
Doable. What do you mean?
A number.
I don't give numbers to women. No, I'm bigger than that.
Oh, come on. You've been getting me to give numbers this whole time. Put a number on it.
I would not.
Stand behind
I would
yourself.
Not lure a woman's value to some number. That's disgusting.
I'm going to go 9.5. I don't care. I'll do it.
Okay, that's good.
All right. Well, at least we agree on that one. That's good. All right.
The Astros got took by a man with some ass last night. What a segue. We'll discuss that.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's, you got a problem with that?
Go to break. He's not suckered me into this again.
This is The Usual Suspects.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
There it is.
Nothing wrong with that one.
Nope.
It's not nearly as good as the original, though. But it was kind of a... That song's a good song and a good time in my days. But, yeah, the original, Bill Withers, Lean On Me, is just... it's one of the great songs in American history. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-ESPN. That's Club Nouveau on our way back Wednesday. It's part of my selection.
You've done good because you didn't know this was coming. And when you got here, you found out.
Y'all hit me on the spot. And well, I was like, well, I didn't come up with some off the top of my head. I had to look up a couple.
It's not our fault you don't check your email, but still.
Well, you know.
You did get it last night.
Some people are going to be permanently blocked from contacting me going forward. I have, you know, work email.
Uh-huh.
I have email. And have stuff for white people send me. I said, no, yeah, that's you going in the white people basket.
Fair enough. I deserve that.
You brought it on yourself.
I know.
You're talking about Carmelo Anthony and his side thing. And that's the thing. I was going to bring this thing up, too, earlier in the show and didn't get around to it because y'all were – I've seen people – I guess y'all – because I didn't listen to the show – on Monday, I guess y'all were harassing me for not being here because...
Well, you were supposed to be here Monday and Friday. You messed that all up.
No, that was a communication issue between me and Jong, but you know, I mean, you know. But I'm like the side piece at the station anyway. So I'm, you know, but I'm in control of my side. You just have me whenever you want me.
You're gonna pick.
I got some pride.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? I got pride. I take care of my business, and when I want to come here, I come. You can't just make me come in here.
You forgot, didn't you?
Pick a day. Yeah, I had totally. He texted me. If he had texted me, y'all would have sitting here by yourself.
On Wednesday or Friday.
I was like, what you talking about? Completely forgot.
I know. I've filled in before when you forgot to do the blitz. I've done that. It happens. You're a busy man.
You forgot to fill in for the blitz?
Yeah, he forgot that he was on the blitz, and I had to sit here for an hour with AJ until
but
he got
I've
here.
I've come in at times where it was, you know, I was the booty call.
Okay.
It was like, hey, well, man, we got a show starting an hour. Can you drive 50 minutes to do the show? Yeah, I'm there, you know.
Sure. But, all right.
But I went through all that to get to the side piece story. Antonio Brown of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Have you seen? You need to Google her.
Okay.
Google Antonio Brown, it'll pop right on up. You know how the internet works now.
Right.
You Google Antonio Brown, a great receiver who scored touchdown, plays for the Steelers, and of course the first story there is
pregnant baby mama.
Antonio, that's a bit of a baby mama drama. Like, really? That ain't right. It should keep that stuff private. But his live-in girlfriend, who has two of his children, and I say that because he's got a full-on basketball team, starters and bench, and she's pregnant with another, is upset that he's hanging out publicly with an Instagram model.
Is this Jenna, or is that his baby mama?
Let's see. Jenna might be the model.
Yeah, it looks like...
All of his women have, you know, those kind of names, because it's like...
Yeah,
you know, they're not
so it's
just regular.
Chelsea, the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, and Chelsea
IE.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. Kyrus?
Yeah. Never heard that one before.
No,
she made that up.
So that's the baby mama. The Instagram model's name is
Jenna Frumes.
Yes, Frumes. J-E-N-A, F-R-E-M.
Jenna. You see Jenna?
Yeah. If I were, and I would never put a number on a lady, but if I did.
Yeah, if you're not that kind of person.
I would
see,
never.
That's the thing. Y'all listen to Usual Suspects, you don't hear that kind of stuff. Because that misogynistic stuff is ridiculous.
By the way, we're not
going to
put these podcasts up, are we?
Yeah.
So we'll just delete these.
People who put numbers on women, they're ridiculous. What number would you,
if that were that kind of guy, she would probably be an 8.5, 9 for sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What, she has? The muscles. What bothers you?
Her eyes.
She has hair.
No, her eyes are a little far apart. She kind of looks like a fish a little bit.
Eyes are far.
She looks like a guppy a little bit.
She has eyes.
Jerome.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't even got up there.
Yeah.
I mean, the photo I had was a full photo, so I hadn't.
Oh, see. Okay.
What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at the. because I appreciate that's the windows
to her soul.
I knew that lie was coming. I tried.
Just moved away.
I definitely tried. She looks good.
Yeah.
She's
You men need to stop. Y'all need to stop that. If you're with someone, be with that person.
Yeah, that's the part I don't understand. If you're not happy with the one you're with, why are you with them? If you feel I told my wife this because I'm on my second marriage, and I told my wife, you never have to worry about me cheating on you. Because if I ever want to cheat on you, I'll just leave you. And I don't understand why.
And you consider that a positive thing. That's
yeah. Well, she told me the same thing. She's like, no, I'm not into cheating. I'll just leave.
I understand her. I'm talking about you. I don't.
Yeah.
God bless her.
Like, right? I could imagine seeing this every night. Oh, God. That's why we don't have mirrors in the house. I don't have to look at me. Good Lord. But I don't understand that. That just seems like such a waste of time and effort to try to hide it or get away with it. And then if you're an athlete or a star or a celebrity, you got baby mama drama.
But Antonio's not even hiding it. He's out at basketball games sitting courtside with her, and she's wearing all up on him and stuff.
So he had already left the baby mama? They weren't together anymore? Or did he just say, look, there's no ring on it?
She posted something on Instagram, said, you know, what kind of man are you? Say you love me and you care about me. And then you walk out the house and go out with her that night. So clearly he's, you know, he's doing whatever he's doing. Along those lines, somebody, and I'm not naming any names, was sitting near me at the Rockets game the other night and thought J.J. Watt looked a little uncomfortable with his situation.
You think?
Well, I did find it interesting, and I'll throw this out there to the audience. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You're out with your girlfriend because they've basically identified themselves as together.
Right, and her name is Kilia O'Hay? I don't know how the hell you say it. How do you say it? I don't know. It's K-E-A-L-I-A. What is that? Kelia?
I don't know.
Oh, hi? I don't know what the hell. How do you say that? Why are you laughing, Jerome?
Kalia Ohio.
I know that's not
Kalia?
It. That's why.
Is it Kalia?
I know what you said the first time is not even close.
Kalia?
That much I know.
I can't get these white girl names. They're too difficult. It's not easy.
See, now people are going to see the black man on the other side. See? Black man.
Trying to get my card back.
Nice try. But the entire basketball game, before the game, well before the game is when he had the thing where they put him on the screen and told him to put the shirt on. And they do that for people throughout the stadium. They didn't just pick on J.J. Watt for all those J.J. Watt defenders. And he act like the shirt was too tight, even though the shirt he was wearing looked like, you know, his nephew's shirt. But he put his left hand on her knee the entire game. Not like here and there or, you know, for a little minute, it was like, I better hold on here, you know, because it didn't look comfortable. Like according to someone telling me that, and I didn't notice it. Then I looked, I was like, yeah, you know, he looks a little, it didn't look natural.
Well, what do you think
it's because the cameras are on.
Oh, so he was just trying to overdo it, look at me, I like women?
I didn't know.
You said. You might as well have just implied it.
No, I wasn't implying that.
I feel like that's what you were saying.
No.
I really do. No. I think.
See, now you try.
What? No, go ahead and finish your theory on J.J. Watt and why he's uncomfortable around women. I want to hear this. Go ahead and finish your theory on why J.J. Watt is uncomfortable around women. Please finish. Enlighten the rest of us.
This is like an NBA game, people. Everybody always make a run. He's making his run now. He's making a run. He's at 3 3-pointers in a row. I need timeout. We need T.O., man. Get a timeout. Can I get 20? I'm getting 20. I'll get 20. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Right now, you can win two tickets for the 2017 annual CCA Bay Area Banquet. It's a crawfish dinner with drinks, auctions, raffles, and good old-fashioned fundraising fun this Friday, April 21st at the Bay Area Community Center in Seabrook. You can get tickets if you don't win. They are still available. You log on to ccatexas.org. And you can buy them. But what we're going to do is give away admission for two right now to the CCA Bay Area Banquet. Be caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Good luck.
Oh, oh now we're talking. You don't know nothing about that. Come on. Oh, that's right. You was black when the show started.
Oh, and you know, it's weird. JJ wasn't looking the other way either.
You ain't gonna let that go.
No, right? I'm not. Somebody
fight back, huh?
Yeah. Vero Pimpin on Twitter said, so what you're saying is JJ really means Justin and Jerome. Yes. That's what it stands for, apparently, according to Jerome Solomon. Anyways, yeah.
Oh, that's not fair at all. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We got so much intelligent conversation on Twitter.
Oh, my, it's just nothing
but... For those of you who are not on Twitter, now you know why. It's not worth it. So
Lamont has dipped into his stash.
Chan on Twitter says... No, he's not Chan. Skip Chan.
Yeah, Chan's... Sometimes you can't read all of Chan's.
He finds somebody else.
Yeah.
But Joseph Trino on Twitter is like, always be loyal to your significant other. Divorce sucks from both sides of that ball. Trust me.
Like, he got all serious.
Yeah.
Well, Joseph.
Was he serious? Well, he's on both sides of the ball.
Have you ever been divorced? I'm not. You're not going to get me. You're trying to get me already. I know. I can see these coming now. All right.
I'm just reading.
We're going through the third time through the lineup. I've seen all your pitches. I know what's coming now. I can see the difference between your fastball and your slider. I know now.
There's no more deception available.
No. Now it's just you got to spot it. You got to locate it. Yeah. Have you ever? Are you divorced?
Never been,
ever.
No,
I have. Best thing I ever did. I'm not going to lie. That wasn't.
Yeah, but we talked about this before, and I'm sure you talked about it with Joel on the show, too. You got married to get divorced. I mean,
that's true.
You started the whole thing. I mean, your whole.
It was built on a lie.
Right.
It was.
And then your current marriage is built on. A house of paper mache.
Yeah, it's just, luck.
Well, it ain't paper. It's drive-through house on paper mache.
Yeah,
in a rental
luck.
Car. There's not a positive thing from it, except clearly she was not well, and when she recovers, you go.
She feels trapped. That is true. I think
but
she does
true,
feel
true
trapped.
Love will do that to you.
Yeah.
And speaking of true love, do you see our man, President George H.W. Bush?
What?
The father Bush is in the hospital, but word is, and they put out a statement from him that he won't be discharged today, but he's already looking forward to going home to Mrs. Bush.
Didn't see that.
See, we talk about all these side pieces and people doing what they do and cheating and divorce and all of that. And our man, George H.W., still loves Barbara. That's a beautiful thing.
That's dedication.
Yeah. Can you anticipate? I'm gonna have to look it up. Can you anticipate being with
Nora,
the one you're with for
my wife,
50,
Nora?
60?
I can. We've almost been together 20 already.
Nora?
Yeah, Nora. I could. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, man. You just know. Like, she's the one. So, yeah, I'm in it to win it. Long haul.
Yeah.
If she'll have me, that's the problem. See, you well, sometimes you don't get to choose that.
That's a dumb question to be asking.
Yeah.
Are you interested?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. In January, they celebrated their 72nd wedding anniversary.
Well, that's a long time now. I may have to check out. 72nd?
72nd. And I know
I would divorce. I'm just saying I might just kill myself after. Yeah. That's a long time.
That's a long time. Yeah. A few years ago, the University of Houston. Thought you wanted something. You come busting in a pity,
right?
Here?
Scared as Nick. I thought you were going to take your shirt off next, Nick. I was
like,
one's enough.
What happened to your hair? Didn't he had hair last time I was here, right?
No, or
was
he's
wearing,
never.
He
no.
was wearing a hat?
Yes, he was definitely wearing a hat or a wig. Okay. He's never had hair.
All right,
no.
He looked a little scary now that he's full on. I mean, I hadn't seen the shiny head.
He'll what? Come at you. Yeah.
I didn't see the head. You must have been wearing a hat or something that day.
Might have. My Texans or my Rockets cap, I usually come in.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, okay. But Guy Lewis and his wife, Dina, were married 70-plus years, and I wrote a big piece about them at their 70th anniversary. And those love stories like that really, they're touching and they're just fascinating to me. When, especially many of them started where they saw the woman and said, or the man usually and quite often, but sometimes it's the other way around, saw the other one and said, I'm going to marry that person. And boom, married him and kept them tied. No, wouldn't let them. We're together for forever. Yeah. And it's just, I always wanted that, or, you know, thought like it didn't happen for me that way. No. I didn't see a girl in high school and said, I'm going to marry her, and married her.
That's what's crazy.
I said it.
Yeah, but it didn't
many,
happen.
Many, many times.
Didn't happen. Did not.
No.
I it's amazing though that still happens. Like I know people that were, you know, high school sweethearts or started dating in junior high. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, please. I couldn't see myself with anyone for more than 6 months until I met Nora.
Yeah.
Like it was just not a thing. I don't know how that happens to some people, but I guess there's something to be said. Like when you meet the one, you meet the one. And that's it, no matter when it is.
I always wanted to live, though. I mean, I wanted to, you know.
Yeah, I think
I wanted to do things, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know,
yeah,
I wanted to do some stuff. You know.
I understand.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I left my first wife.
Because you was.
Yeah, I was ready.
Oh, I thought you said you wouldn't cheat because you just leave.
I did. That's why I left.
Oh, because you.
I was ready to cheat. I was like, yo, I'm a bounce. I'm out. I'm going to.
It's that time.
I think I'm going to go test the market and see what else is out there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I get that. We don't have much time here left in this one, but before we get to the break, you watched the Astros last night?
I did.
Apropos,
I was there.
Again. Oh, you went to the game.
Yeah, I have thoughts on several things that went on at this game, some game related and not. But
save the good stuff for the
Okay. About, overall, if you were to just look at the box score, you'd think Joe Musgrove didn't pitch that well. He really did. I mean, he was under control. He was hitting the strike zone. I think he had 8 strikeouts in the 5 innings that he pitched. Mm-hmm. It's just Albert Pujols happened. I mean, he put one on top of the choo-choo tracks, and it was no doubt.
Do you call it choo-choo tracks?
Yeah. But when in Minute Maid,
that's kind of like a,
it's choo-choo tracks. Like it's very weird to me that they just have a train up there.
It's kind of like kindergartenish, though. Isn't
it is. Well,
I mean, you've grown.
I mean,
grown,
I'm not the one to put the choo-choo tracks up there. Like, don't blame me. I'm not the one to put them there.
Valid.
Okay. Yeah. Like who was like, you know what this stadium needs? What? One, it needs a dumbass hill. Two, we need some choo-choo tracks at the top right there. Like, that's who did that?
The hill didn't bother nobody.
The hill
was
dumb.
Out there. It didn't bother nobody, though.
Do you think Springer's ball goes out? Did you see his home run last
year?
You think it goes out with that hill there?
I think it was clear. It was deep. I didn't look at the number. Did you see the?
I didn't get to see how far it was, but when I saw it at the time, I thought that probably gets
for sure.
And after and post game, he said that's about as far as he can hit a ball. He hit that. He got all of that. So.
Yeah, that was big. But yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the rest of your adventures. It sounded like you came across some interesting sights at the game.
Yes, yes, indeed. It was weird. Not gonna lie, Nick was there. He saw the weirdness.
I was.
I have questions of ethics in media for you.
Questions of ethics in me? Oh, that's right up my alley.
Yeah,
that's way up more my alley than your disgusting ranking of women by numbers, which I'm so far above that kind of talk. And this, what was he calling them? Strip clubs or something? This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 975.
You're listening to ESPN 975. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Jerome Solomon subbing in for Joel. I know you don't know nothing about that, Barry, but if you did know something about this, you might get your black card back on a temporary basis. We give you temporary credit for the week. If you can come up where this comes from,
okay.
You don't know nothing about that. I'll give you a minute. You got about 30 seconds to come up with it.
Okay.
Oh, he got Google over there. Go on with your bad self. Hey, CC Bay Area banquet tickets available. Win tickets for two to attend the 2017 annual CCA Bay Area banquet. It's a crawfish dinner, drinks, auction. There's going to be a raffle out there. Good old-fashioned fundraising fun. It's Win Friday, this Friday, in a couple of days, at the Bay Area Community Center in Seabrook. Tickets are still available. You log on to ccatexas.org to get your tickets. But I'm going to give you two of them right now. Let's make it caller number Serena. That's caller number Serena, 10 at 713-780-ESPN. Well caller played. Number 10, two tickets for the CC Bay Area banquet.
Well played.
Thank you, sir.
Caller number 10.
You don't know nothing about that.
Where you get EPMD from?
Man, you just don't know. Back in the day. I was going on about the other day about how like trap music today is garbage and how I grew up in the golden era of hip hop. Mm-hmm. When the way hip hop evolved, how Eric B and Rakim and EPMD changed the game. And then everyone called me old for saying that. Yeah. They were like, dude, you're old. That's what old people say. Like John Granato.
He has never
said two words to me in between shows. Never. Not like one time we were doing Final Four, Shock and I show up. And we go to get on the stage because we're on after them. And Granato's like, you want an autograph? I'm like, bro, I work here. Like, seriously, Granato? I've been here for 3 years now. And he's like, well, I'll sign it, kid. And he's like signing my shirt. And I'm not even. I'm like, yeah.
And then
as soon as I go on about how much trap music is garbage, next day he's like, you're old. Like, that's what old people say. Old people said, my dad said the same thing about rock and roll and this and. And it did kind of make me think, you know, it did sound kind of old dogging on it. It's still, I stand behind it though. It's still garbage.
Yeah, it doesn't make you wrong just because.
It just makes me old. Yeah, I'm 43. I can accept that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
You mentioned him asking you for one autograph. I was with a current Texans player, and I'm not going to bust him out right now.
Okay.
I'm saving it for better time when I have him around with me. But I was with a current Texans player. And two people, but only one person was leading the two, but two people ran up to us and was like, hey, hey, Jerome Solomon.
No way.
He was standing there like, what, I play for the Texans. They know this guy.
That's great.
I was like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah. I bet you've never let him live that down.
Oh, God, no. I text him every now and then going, hey, hey, anybody run up you look for me today?
That's good. That's a definite Trump card right there. That was nice.
That was the first. Yeah. People recognize me out and about sometimes. But people think you're black, so clearly.
That's true. They have no idea when they see me.
They will be seeking you out now.
They will.
Now that we know, what you stand for.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. There's an ethical dilemma you need me to clear up here.
Yeah, so last night there were several things that went on at the game, and one I'll leave to Nick because he was complaining about the cheerleaders or lack of or whatever they're called, and that he didn't like them.
The
shooting stars. Like he thinks that those are whack and they need upgrades.
At the Astros, let's give a quick 30 seconds on that. Have you been to Astros games like the last 10 years or for how long or what? I mean,
I probably. Been going to them in the past 3 years.
But yeah, see, that's you don't know. You don't even know.
But they don't compare it to the current ones, right?
There wasn't any.
No. If you'd seen them 6, 7, 8 years ago, they were just like, random.
Go ahead. Oh,
They're beautiful young ladies. Leave them alone,
man. Please,
because they used to be like because they were not there to be cheerleaders. They weren't brought there to be sexy. This is a baseball game. You're not there to see sexy.
They are now.
No, they're not.
Why are they in short shorts and those white boots that goes up to their knees?
Because it's hot.
And the open shirt showing the cleavage. Come on, man. We know why they're there. How come there's no girls that are $2.5 million in one of those outfits throwing out shirts? Huh? Go ahead. I'll wait.
Discrimination.
Oh, is that what it is?
The discrimination against the big woman.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Because I'm the kind of guy that stands up for the big woman.
Yeah, I see. Wait, she's just throwing out triple XL shirts.
Jungle be dropping that.
Yes.
No, but no, they used to not even. They've improved dramatically, but baseball doesn't require those. Look up Dominican baseball.
Do they have those?
Yeah, man. Yeah, the Dominican League. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
I need to watch more of that.
Now, those,
they try. Mm-hmm. They put some effort into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got tryouts.
And do they? Oh, see.
Yeah, you just can't walk out there and, you know, put on what they wear. But Latin American baseball is a lot more entertaining.
Of course.
You're not there for just baseball. It's a whole package.
I wouldn't mind that, though, with these Astro games.
I don't know how I feel about that, because objectifying women like that is just not... I'm just against that as a general principle.
Here we go. Yeah.
I'm just, you know...
Well, we know how Nick feels. And here's the other thing I learned, is, like, you could get people to do anything for a free T-shirt. It's like crack to people. Like, you see... I feel like you could get them to, like, start a riot over free T-shirts by throwing them in the crowd. They will do... literally anything for those shirts. I've never understood it.
Children, I get. It's the adults who fight over that I don't understand.
I saw man.
Then again, catch... the shirts, they cost a lot.
What? It's a T-shirt.
Have you ever tried to buy a T-shirt? Go next time you're
like 40 bucks.
Go into the store.
But these have advertisements on. They'll say, like, you know, they'll have like MD Anderson next to the Astros. Nobody's buying. Nobody's paying $30 for that shirt.
The point is,
the point is,
if you want a shirt, they cost a lot inside the stadium, and it's free. But again,
they're not giving out those shirts.
It should be for the kids.
They're not throwing out Majestics or anything like that.
Same with the Rockets.
Yeah, but I saw a man last night catch a shirt, and there was a kid next to him, and he didn't even give it to the kid. And I'm like, that's wrong. But that's not what led. What was that? That's not what led
Trey.
This. Tell Trey to shut up. Like we can. I shouldn't be able to hear Trey in here.
Trey's a screamer.
Dude, tell Trey to... we should have done Caller 100. God, I wish he would have done that before we did a giveaway. So my dilemma was last night, Nick and I are sitting in the press box, minding our own business. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting next to a gentleman who I notice is continuously sniffing his fingers. Not in just like a one-time thing. Like he's taking the two of them... and he's, you know, he's putting them together and he's shoved like next to his nose and then he'd rub the other one up under there. And I thought, this is very suspect, first of all, that this dude is just randomly smelling on his fingers. But then Nick said, well, take a picture of him and tweet it out. Now, my question to you is, as a fellow media member, does that violate any code of ethics if I would have taken his picture and tweeted out and said, yo, this dude is smelling his fingers and it's weirding me out? Is that a violation of any sort?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But depending on who the guy is, you might get dusted off, but that's up to you how you handle your business.
So you're saying somebody might fight me.
And other people wouldn't buy. And if it's the right old guy who's not even on Twitter.
Yeah. It was Barry Warner. I'll just say it now. It was Barry Warner.
Some guys wouldn't even know. I say old, but it's not an age thing. It's like there's some people who wouldn't even. And we don't have a whole lot of time. We're going to the break. But it is, well, no, actually, we're not even going to break. We're getting out of here.
Done.
But it does fascinate me if people take pictures of somebody, like in Walmart, and then just tweet it out to the world.
I'm that guy, though. But I wouldn't do that to a media member.
Somebody you got to run, because you're scared.
Nick wanted me to do that.
You scared.
He seemed like a guy that probably wasn't on Twitter.
Don't be scared.
All right. I'm taking the picture next time. I'm doing it. I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Because of you.
Yeah,
if I get in a fight with Dave Justice, no, Richard Justice, sorry. Then it's your fault. It wasn't him, by the way.
If you get into a fight over that, just make sure I'm there so I can video it.
So you can put it on Twitter
to the people. Hey man, enjoy today thoroughly.
Yeah, man.
Too bad about your black car. We'll see if we can, you know, reestate that for you, sir. You'd have to call in and talk to my supervisor. It ain't but 4 o'clock. My supervisor leave it to it. The black car. That's so sick. I'm losing my black card over that one.
Thanks a lot,
Nick. You guys were great today. Back tomorrow, the show at 1 o'clock, The Usual Suspects. You don't miss it every day. I'll be back one of these days, perhaps. Peace.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.